This is not a vindication of anybody, and it's not the end. It's not over until it's over, and it's not over yet.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Cosby Unraveled. I'm Annette John Hall. Deliberations for the sexual assault charges against Bill Cosby have dragged on longer than anybody expected.
The jury is continuing its deliberations in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial.
4 hours yesterday, another 12 hours today. The jury is
16 hours of talks and still no decision.
28 hours later, and we're still here with no decision.
Moments ago, jurors told the judge they are deadlocked, that they could not reach a unanimous verdict on any of the charges.
Now it looks like the jury is deadlocked. And we're looking at a potential hung jury situation.
Free Cosby now! Free Cosby now! Free Cosby now!
Can you tell us your reaction?
Okay, I'm speaking to some people right now.
Tempers are flaring outside of the courthouse. Accusers are squaring off against Cosby supporters. Cosby's team was quick to spin the deadlock into a victory for the defense.
This deadlock shows the not guilty that Mr. Cosby has been saying the entire time.
We wanted to know exactly what a deadlock might mean for the case.
When a jury is deadlocked, it simply means that they can't reach a unanimous decision on the charges that are before them.
Nellie Fitzpatrick is a Philadelphia attorney who specializes in criminal defense and victims' rights cases.
They have to make a unanimous decision. When they can't do that, even if 11 people agree and one person doesn't, they're deadlocked, and that will result in what's called a hung jury. Once a jury is considered hung, there will be requests, usually by the defense, for a mistrial. And a judge will typically at that point give what's known in the U.S. as an Allen charge. Here in Pennsylvania, more specifically, it's called a Spencer charge. And what that's commonly known as is the dynamite charge. The judge says to the jury, I'd like you to really go back, reconsider your positions, and really try to come to a unanimous decision on these charges.
That's where the jury is right now, after more than 30 hours of deliberations. If they can't come to a decision, it becomes a hung jury.
A hung jury is not a win for anybody. A hung jury is not an acquittal. A hung jury is not a conviction. A hung jury puts everybody in a position of a lot of hard decisions about what the next steps are. It certainly is a moment that causes pause for the prosecution and going forward again. From the defense point of view, is better than a conviction. However, the threat of conviction is not gone. The prosecution still has the ability to move forward and retry the case.
Fitzpatrick says one of the difficulties of the jury coming to a decision may have to do with Cosby's fame.
You have a high-profile case like this that is getting such incredible attention. These jurors are under an incredible amount of pressure. They're also thinking, what are my neighbors and people at church and the people that I work with and all of my friends going to say if I'm the person that convicted the man who sells Jell-O pudding pops?
For more insight about the jury, we checked in with our own Bobby Allen. He's been our eyes and ears inside of the courtroom.
One thing I noticed, they tend to be a little older. I mean, there's a few who are definitely in their 70s, you know, many middle-aged. There's not a lot of young people on this jury. And you have to think the older you are, the more likely you would have been exposed to Cosby during his prime. And I think whether you say you have an agenda with Cosby or say you don't, he's familiar. You can't deny that. They did everything they could to find impartial, agenda-less jurors. But the fact that they're not coming back with a verdict does show that, you know, perhaps some of those emotions and some of those preconceived views of Cosby are interfering with the fact-finding process. I did have that question as I saw them go in and out. I thought, how many of them had Cosby records? How many of them watched The Cosby Show? How many of them know, you know, Dr. Huxtable and his favorite phrases? How many of them know, you know, Fat Albert's hey, hey, hey? I mean, you have to think that all of that backdrop is in the background, whether you want to confront that or not. It's kind of the unavoidable context here. We're dealing with a world-famous celebrity.
Stay Stay tuned as we see what happens next. For updates, subscribe to Cosby Unraveled, wherever you get your podcasts.